the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is currently working in Connecticut. His preaching is entitled, Take Up the Cross Each Day.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left for the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say I am? And they told him, John the Baptist, they said. Others, Elijah. Others again, one of the prophets. But you, he asked, who do you say I am? Peter spoke up and said to him, You are the Christ. And Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man was destined to suffer grievously, to be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and to be put to death. And after 3 days, to rise again. And he said all this quite openly. Then, taking him aside, Peter started to remonstrate with him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said to him, Get behind me, Satan, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's. He called the people and his disciples to him, and he said, If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let them renounce themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For anyone who wants to save their life will lose it. But anyone who loses their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. The Gospel of the Lord. I think most of us have listened to this gospel many times. We know that Jesus was correct, that the events happened just as he predicted. He was rejected by the elders and chief priests. He was put to death. And he did rise again after 3 days. And if we, as friends of Jesus, were told of this prophecy, we would, like Peter, have asked Jesus what we could do to help him and prevent it ever happening. And if we have I'm going to go back and start again. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, verses 27 to 35. I think most of us have listened to this gospel many times. We know that Jesus was correct, that the events happened just as he predicted. He was rejected by the elders and chief priests. He was put to death and did rise again after 3 days. And if we, as friends of Jesus, were told of this prophecy, we would, like Peter, have asked Jesus what we could do to help him and prevent it from happening. If we were asked, though, about Peter, we, knowing history, would judge Peter not because Jesus said, Get behind me, Satan, but because we also know that when confronted, Peter said, I do not know the man. That was Satan's temptation of Peter. Perhaps we also need to ask, would I have been any more brave? I am afraid I would have given in to. So we should look at what Jesus said about taking up our cross differently. If we practice taking up our cross often enough, perhaps we will be able to imitate Jesus. I've been listening to the stories of John McCain's life and seeing him doing precisely that, laying down his life for his friends. In the midst of torture, not taking early release, because then he would abandon his friends. And so John McCain suffered for 5 more years. His bravery is what we honour and hope to imitate. This is central to our Christian faith, being little John McCain's, taking up the cross for those who are starving by sharing our food, taking up the cross for refugees by fighting for their rights to a home, taking up the cross of the homeless by giving them shelter. Jesus said, "As long as you have done it for one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done it for me." We want to daily ask for that grace. Thank you for listening. Thank you.